As we hear in the gospel tonight, we receive a very good summary of three dimensions of the church's mission. The church's missions are to heal the sick, to preach the gospel, and to be a church at prayer. Those are three fundamentals of the life of the church. Heal the sick, preach the gospel, and be in prayer. I have to admit, I have to smile a little bit. This joke doesn't go over very well often, but I still like to say it because it reminds me of my grandmother. My grandmother, Edna Riley, God rest her soul, one of her favorite TV shows to watch was Fulton J. Sheen's Life is Worth Living. She had back in the VCR days all the VCR tapes of every season of Life is Worth Living. And particularly, she loved Bishop Sheen's jokes. And one of my grandmother's favorite joke was from this gospel, when he said in his Irish brogue, "We should never doubt that the Lord loved Peter, and especially that Peter truly loved the Lord with all of his heart, because Peter still followed Jesus even after healing his mother-in-law." Y'all got it. Thank you. No offense to mother-in-laws who are here with us today. But it's a reminder to us. We as Catholics believe in healing. And I think in this day and age, it's something that can get minimized. And that healing can come in numerous ways: physical, emotional, and spiritual. One of the questions I've been getting asked by some people has been, "Father, why are you getting so involved with the hospital thing?" Because as Catholics, the healing ministry extends not just to the hands of prayer, but the hands that can heal. That's our wheelhouse. That's something that is very important to us. In addition to that, it's not just the physical, it's also the spiritual. And when we have the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, for example, a sacrament that, in my opinion, is not only misunderstood, but underutilized, that we can see within that sacrament the call to both a physical and a spiritual healing. Now, I will admit, maybe I'm a bad priest. I am a little bit more, I hate the words liberal and conservative, but I'm a little bit more liberal on the use of the healing of the sacrament of anointing, because I've seen amazing things happen through it. Whether it be the man that I anointed years ago in Durand, who I was told was on death's door and made a spectacular recovery, or the young man who was having visions he shouldn't be having and knew it for the first time and was terrified. And I anointed him, and that, in conjunction with the help of medical sciences, helped him through that difficulty. The sacrament is powerful. And to quote the words from one of my favorite church historians, Eamon Duffy, when he was presenting to the seminary and was presenting on the sacrament of anointing, he said in his British accent, "Future priests of God, all I wish to say to you in regard to anointing is something very highfalutin' and theological. When in doubt, dish it out." I'm like, that's my kind of British intellectual. And so for me, if you feel that you need spiritual, physical, emotional healing, don't be afraid to request the sacrament of anointing. I'm a priest that errs on the side of using it too much. There's a historical piece with confession that we used to only allow confession once in a person's lifetime, but that got expanded. I think we need to have a similar expansion of anointing. Different homily, different time. If you like to geek out about church stuff, give me a call. But of course, there's always the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. When's the last time you made a good confession? A good one. I can't speak for other priests, but I can speak for me. When you come into my confessional, I'll be as gentle as a lamb. I'm not a lion in the confessional. Why? Because I remember the first time when I was in my 20s, when I really went to confession, meaning I'd gone before, but in my kid phase, there were sins I had no problem telling Father. But then there was this other group, I'm like, I'm not going to tell him. But when I literally let it rip one time and just said it all, the peace and the healing that I felt taught me, may I never hold back again in the sacrament. We are a people that believe in healing. Pray for healing. Pray for healing for you, our parish, our community, and our world. We preach. We're an evangelical faith. What? We evangelize. No, we don't, Father. That's what our Protestant brothers and sisters do. Evangelization is the simple act of sharing who we are and what we believe. We do not proselytize as Catholics. We do not play the, well, you're in the wrong church, so you should become Catholic. That's not evangelization. That's proselytization. Evangelization is simply when the opportunity presents itself to share our faith openly, freely, and express how God loves us. Find a way to evangelize this week, not in a proselytizing manner, but in that sense of openly sharing your faith. And we're a church that prays. How has your prayer life been? Have you been praying every day? And when you pray, how does that prayer go? There's always dryness in prayer, and there's times of lushness in prayer. There are times in prayer where the only prayer you can muster is, Lord, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. Poof. It happens. But remember this, no matter how you pray, whether it's with scripture, with a rosary, with another devotional, what happens to any relationship, marital, friendship, dating, any kind of relationship, business relationships, work relationships, personal relationships, what happens when communication breaks down? The relationship ends. When communication doesn't happen, the relationship drifts. So I would ask you the next time you pray, in whatever way you're most comfortable with, ask the Lord before you begin, Lord, let's talk. And let's talk sincerely. Well, Father, how do I do that? Share with the Lord your joys in prayer. Share with the Lord your sorrows in prayer. Share your hopes with the Lord. Share the good parts of your day. Share with the Lord your pain. Similar to letting it rip in confession, give it all to the Lord. If there's one place that we can safely let down our guard completely, it's with Jesus in prayer. So do that this week. So this week, pray for three things. What is the healing you need? Or is Christ asking you to be an agent of healing in someone else's life? How are you to evangelize this week? How are you to share your faith? And are you really in communion with the Lord? Do you talk with him? Not in an overly structured manner, but as a friend. Pray with that this week. Embrace the healing ministry, the evangelization ministry, and the prayerful ministry of the church. This is who we are. This is who you are. This is who I am. Let us embrace this call and live this threefold mission of the church.